Exclusive: MTG demands Bonnie Willis resign, she's having sex with her prosecutor. By Wendell Hasebo on February 4, 2024. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, exclusively told Breitbart News in a phone interview that Fulton County District Attorney Bonnie Willis should resign from office after admitting to an affair with her top Trump prosecutor. Willis admitted Friday in a court filing to her relationship with Nathan Wade, whom she appointed to prosecute former President Donald Trump, but denied the relationship interfered in the case. Until Friday, Willis had neither confirmed the affair nor denied the impact of the relationship on the case. "Absolutely, she should step down," Greene told Breitbart News. "She should be absolutely ashamed of herself." Trump and co-defendant Mike Roman have accused Willis and Wade of corruption for maintaining an improper romantic relationship, enriching themselves through the taxpayer-funded prosecution, meeting with Biden administration officials before indicting Trump and co-defendants. "There's so much evidence coming out. I would love to see a criminal investigation. That's what should be happening here, in the state of Georgia, against Bonnie Willis," Greene said. "That's why I called for Governor Kemp and Attorney General Chris Carr to launch a criminal investigation." Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., refused to launch a criminal investigation into Willis, saying in January that the probe should move through a House committee, which the Georgia State House has since launched. There is also a Georgia State Senate probe into Willis and a congressional probe led by Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, R.O. Greene said any investigation into Willis should focus on her affair with Wade due to a conflict of interest. Wade had sex with Willis to win a contract from Fulton County to help Willis prosecute Trump, Greene explained, a prosecution from which Trump and co-defendants alleged she benefited. "You had Nathan Wade having sex with Willis to get a contract with a Fulton County and be hired as a prosecutor. So he never registered as a lobbyist. He never filed any of that paperwork," she said. "I filed an ethics violation against him because Willis admitted that they have a relationship that should move the investigation against Nathan Wade to a different level. Willis is up for re-election in 2024, giving county voters the power to remove her from office following allegations of corruption." Greene said Willis could lose her re-election just as former Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms lost her re-election in 2022. "Don't count them out," Greene said of Fulton County voters. "They got fed up with Keisha Lance Bottoms, the former mayor. Sick of her, and you want to know why they got sick of her?" Greene asked. "They got sick and tired of her because she was against the police. And she was allowing this is back in 2020. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.